Levon, unless somebody brings it up on the board, you can just assume it's going to be supported. It'll certainly be supported by the three people who are on the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we'll take responsibility for the decision, and if there's, you know, criticism, we will listen to it and take it into account for planning for future meetings, and that's it. But we won't go further than that. Okay. So, Levon, one more question.
Sure.
In terms of KPFA's staff, I know that Ahmad is overwhelmed, and I'm not at all proposing. If I could be in on those weekly calls, and then I can sort of dish some stuff out, both to the board, and we do have local LSB folks and other people that will want to help. And I can, you know, we can recruit some of that labor if we're sort of in the loop, and I'm sort of thinking that I'm sort of the liaison person in and out of that for a while.
Well, actually, you can take the lead on that, because that's what we had was, you know, with LA, it was like Rico was there. So it was like Rico, and I don't know, you know, in this case, you would be the point person, and then Ahmad needs to select someone there at the station who's going to help coordinate a staff person or persons, and then we are here to help facilitate, you know, everything and get it moving, get it in place before, you know, and because at the last week we're trying to get reports together versus like trying to arrange transportation. So why don't we, whenever you can, Tracy, just send us an email, and then I will touch base with. I'll send him a text now to ask him, you know, who at the station will be working with us, and then we should have a meeting like by Friday.
Okay, sure. You know, just with the proviso that I'm out of town till Tuesday, so there'll be a little bit of patchy cell phone and email, but after that I'll be back.
Well, let's just wait until you either way, you know, we'll see. I'll send a text to Ahmad to see who he has as a point person there at the station. And we'll be here to work all of this, of course, which they've already started. And we can move on that the way we did it, Al, because I think it worked pretty well. As far as moving forward and having those supports there.
Yes, and I will send her an email, but please also convey, you know, big thanks to Lynn for her hard work, because I know she went and she got this quote and she worked it through, and I don't want her to feel that was wasted effort or anything.
Oh, no. It's just that, you know, it's just, again, it's the whole union thing also, and that's why she went to there, because that they are a union, and she's the one, and there we have the experience of having to pay this $10,000 because they canceled because of all the pressure on them. So, you know, let's go from this, and, you know, if there's a we just have to manage that, like you said.
Can we move on to what Richard has to say about New York?
Yes, I think we can.
Okay, Arlene called this afternoon, apparently, and she left or sent something to George, I think, and maybe...
I didn't get anything. I've been looking.
She was kind of sounding like they were hurrying around, and the gist of it is that Muriel, the GM, IGM in New York, found a place with at a Girl Scout conference center, I think it is, and it's in Briarcrest. Is that right, George?
Briarcliff, I think you said. Briarcliff,
and you said you think that's in...
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
New Jersey?
Yeah, I believe it's Jersey, right?
That's too far away. I'm sorry, Richard. I apologize. I spoke out of turn. I'm just...
Let me bring up... Okay. Find out where it is, actually.
Okay, and let me think of what all she told me. She said that they thought they could do the whole thing for $25,000. I don't know how that compares.
Okay, this is Tracy. The working budget that we're trying to do is $20,000 or less. I think we're on target for that with the Berkeley meeting. So 25,000 or less, you know, 25,000 is not like a tremendous bargain or considerably less than we've spent the last couple of years. But it isn't, you know, way out of the average either.
Well, I don't know if it was the last meeting in New York or sometime that they said they didn't want to spend 70 again,
no.
Which was,
that was
which
what
I don't
we,
know where the...
Well, that's what we were spending, you know, say, let's say pre-2009. I think we're operating in a wholly different economic universe now in terms of how we're doing this.
Right.
Can I say, for my aspect being here on the coordinating committee, I'm willing at some point, having, you know, since the Berkeley meeting it looks like it's fairly set, I'm willing to do a little bit of calling around for some alternates in New York, to at least explore some options before we commit to New Jersey. I think New Jersey has some negatives. I mean, maybe it's a good option, but I think we should have a couple things to compare it to.
The last thing that she said was that she needed to know something by the 10th, which is Friday, I guess it is.
To book something for October? Really?
It's New York.
Huh?
It's New York.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can extend the offer once I get back to the Bay Area to do some shopping around. I could probably, you know, at least present a couple of other options within about 2 weeks or so. I don't think I can do anything by the 10th, realistically.
Well, what else do you know about this,
know.
Richard?
This is Nia Trace.
Yes, Nia.
Since I'm here in New York. I spoke with Muriel, and she mentioned this. And what I thought we agreed upon was that I would try, she would also look. But I told her that this place in Briarcliff, it would just be just mass confusion to bring that meeting all the way there. That would just... And I don't think we need any more drama. I'm just being quite honest with you guys. It is
Where is Briarcliff? Tell
yes,
us the geography a bit.
I haven't been able to get it on a map.
It's like up in Westchester, up in Ossining area. That's
Briarcliff, New York is where it is.
Yeah.
Okay. That helps. Okay, thank you.
In order for ordinary folks to get there, they have to take the Metro North. The Metro North ticket is expensive. I'm begging you, Laura, please. I just can't take. I can't take another meeting of drama. Really.
Yeah.
That is too far.
I said
to Muriel, I will try. I will ask, and that we work, you know, together to try to find a place. I'm not saying I'm going to find a place. I haven't found a place yet, but just looking around, and I will still live up to that commitment. So I'm kind of surprised that, you know, I'm here. I'm on the coordinating committee. I'm right here in New York, and then I'm hearing that this is what the decision is. It's just a little shocking.
Excuse me. Is Briarcliff Manor, or it's a separate place?
It's in Westchester.
Okay.
There's also a Briarcliff Manor. You know, I guess they have a Briarcliff but Briarcliff, that's up in Ossining, New York.
Yeah, that's what it says. Briarcliff Manor, the village in Westchester County in the city of New York, shared between the towns of Mount Pleasant and, what is that, Ossining?
Yeah, that's too far.
They said it was 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if that... Friday deadline. I wonder if somebody could contact them and say, "Look, we've got to talk to us. That's too quick for us." And
I could do that.
If you want us to work with you, you've got to give us a couple weeks or something.
Yeah, if we could set a deadline later in the month, then I think between Nia and myself, we could research some options and at least present some alternatives. And if this turns out to be the right meeting spot, then okay. But at least it'll feel like we explored what else might be available. I mean, right now, I don't feel like I have any idea what else might be available.
Nia, do you know what Muriel did or what Muriel and Arlene did in terms of looking for other things?
I have. That's why I'm a little blindsided. I met with Muriel last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So, and I haven't heard back from her or anything. I thought that was where we left off. So that's why
I got the impression they were doing it this afternoon. I don't think it probably materialized until.
Yeah. I also mentioned the YWCA on 42nd Street, which is close to mass transportation for those of you who know New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. You know, the subway's a $2.50 ride, but for Metro North, $9 a ticket one way. That's no.
Yeah, and there's also the question of the location and its proximity to the station.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't know the answer to that, and if it's 2 miles from the station, you're not thinning. It's not so easy.
Yeah, I think we need to know what the other possibilities are. I mean,
yep.
if the next other possibility costs $70,000. Then I'm beginning to think about, well, maybe we should do this, but if it's even $30,000, maybe not, and maybe there's something for $20,000. We did it in Newark,
right.
Which is, it was actually, it's across the river, but it's, you get there easily by public transportation, and I don't know how much that cost. Do you have any idea, Nia?
Yeah, that was Donna Gates and I, because at least the PATH train is a dollar something, although it was in the state over, but we do have a lot of listeners, Jersey listeners. I think back then it was like 30 something.
Okay, and yeah, I mean, this is Tracy, who grew up in New York, although I haven't been there in a while. There are also boroughs in New York. There's Brooklyn and Queens, and there are some outlying areas that are accessible with a subway.
Right. Yeah, right.
With a metro that stops, within walking distance of almost anything, and I suspect there are some options there that won't break the bank if Manhattan is just totally off the table.
Or the other thing we might want to consider is that since we're sort of off schedule, if for New York, let's say it's less expensive in January, and then we will go back in the correct rotation and do Houston in October. Something like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Okay.
That's an excellent idea.
This is Tracy. I'm going to make one point just because I want the coordinating committee to know that this was said to me, and then I'm going to make a process suggestion for sort of how we go forward and maybe even end this phone call. But in terms of feedback, I just want to say that when Lynn Magno and I met up at the Hilton, and there had been a little confusion because I didn't know she was also looking for locations. I had been looking for locations. I gave some feedback and was told, no, Lynn's already found a place. So I think for whatever set of reasons, there is some pressure on staff within the organization to go take care of this. Sort of, and not for the board to go take care of it. And I think we need to have some sort of semi-realistic conversation so we're not having staff members killing themselves trying to find places and then the board not knowing anything about it till it's almost a done deal and, there being duplicated efforts, like Nia said, some blindsiding. Because I don't think we're coordinating this very well. Both in Berkeley, there was some weirdness about it, and now that seems to be transferred to the next process. I got some feedback from Lynn that there was some staff upset around Los Angeles, and people felt like the staff had to do too much of the work, and Jennifer Kaiser was upset, and that there was some of this feedback from PFW as well. And I suspect that Muriel is jumping into the breach to try to get ahead and not have this kind of fall on her head. And I'm not quite sure what that perception's about, but I think we have to start dealing with it. Because we need to be able to do this in a sort of a structured way that doesn't leave people with hurt feelings. So I just kind of want to put that out a bit. And then in terms of a process going forward, it seems to me that we can keep the Girl Scout place in Ossining sort of on the list, but we need to have one or two other competitive bids from somebody else that we can compare things to, and that we probably can get all of that in place by, say, the end of May, but not before then. So maybe the process is, can we have till the end of May to make the decision? We will schedule another coordinating committee meeting, and then the process will be for some entity, and Nia and myself, I guess, will be the responsible parties, to get at least one other bid and maybe two other bids for the board to look at. Does that make sense?
Well, except that what Richard said was that this thing was only going to last for 5 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it possible to do some looking around and get some comparables within 5 days? So we, you know, I mean, maybe that's really a hard deadline. But so is it possible to find out whether we can find places closer into New York that wouldn't cost vastly more than that?
If Nia can commit to making that deadline, sure. I can't personally commit because I'm out of town and I just can't do it.
I can certainly speak with Muriel, and I could try scurrying around, maybe getting some of the other board members to see if they could find places. But I do agree that we should be coordinated with the staff, and that's why I went to Muriel and I made sure that I said I wasn't managing the process, but just to let you know that the coordinating committee asked me to be the point person for New York to coordinate the efforts. So I would not have done anything, you know, and not let her know. Now, is it 5 days from today, Richard, that they have?
I think that's what they said, but, you know, you can get back with Muriel and find out.
Do you have it in an email or something? Where are you getting this information from?
No, she just called a little bit before the meeting started. She was trying to get in touch with somebody.
Okay.
What were you saying about maybe moving that meeting to January and saving money? What was that?
Yeah, things in New York, the prices will drop usually in January. And typically the way the schedule worked was that, well, it used to work that New York was in January, and then in March, gosh, I forgot, I think it was L.A., then Berkeley, I guess something, but I know New York.
January would be Houston, so what we would do would be substituting
right.
Houston for October,
because we might do better in terms of price in New York for January, like we did out in, like when we had it in Newark in January of 2008.
Is that a decision the coordinating committee can make, or is that
no,
a decision?
No, but Mia can certainly, when she goes to look for alternatives, can say, give them ask for two different prices for two different dates and see what you get.
And the date for January is what again?
January 23rd, I believe.
I could look it up, but just so I could have it.
That's a good thing about having these plans way in advance.
Right.
And I think looking like at the YMCA system makes a lot of sense. That one on 42nd. There's a big Y complex up on 92nd and Lex, and another one on 63rd Street off Central Park West.
Well, we all have to stand up and do the YMCA thing.
See, that's what I have to find out, because that one at 42nd moved from, it was close to my office at 53rd and Lexington to 42nd. So I don't know if they have that kind of shower type thing anymore. But I could let me put it this way. I don't know if I could meet the 5-day deadline, but I would certainly make an effort to at least call around and then talk with Muriel, just so at least, you know, we're all in one accord here.
Sounds good.
So does this mean that the coordinating committee has to meet in 5 days? What does this mean in
no.
the process?
I would just email you guys whatever the conversation, whatever the results of the conversation or conversations are, and just let you know. And like I said, I would ask some board members who have other types of contacts to ask them in a hurry, in a scurry really, to find out what they can. It's because it's simply calling and asking, oh shoot, tomorrow's Thursday, right? A lot of those, Let's put it this way, I'll try. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because my experience with the Berkeley quotes was that I worked on it for like a 3-week period, and I didn't really have, finished quotes in my hand, even though some things sounded promising
right.
for like 2-3 weeks after I started.
Right, because a lot of the bids aren't in every day, they're not there on the weekends, so there is that stuff that you have to deal with.
Yeah, and you find things out that make a certain place not work, and then you have to start again with someone else. You know, it takes some time.
Can I just say, make one point? You were talking about in terms of working with the staff in the station, and that, you know, someone who said perhaps Jennifer was not happy or whatever. You know, I think that once we got together and got everyone on the call, the central office, the staff, you know, RICO at the time, then everything worked well. What was not working well when everyone's kind of working independent and then, you know, kind of submitting these competitive bids. So I think that the earlier we get together, because again, the staff here in Berkeley, their concern is that they have all this work they're trying to do to get us ready for the meeting. So they want all of the logistics done, taken care of, so they can concentrate on getting, you know, the reports and stuff out and getting the book, especially with Chris, getting, you know, the books together. So I think so it's like these people like to plan really, really early, which is really great for us. So that's what the drive is, and I think that the sooner we get together and talk and people understand, you know, like who's leading this, because, you know, we got to RICO to lead it along with Jennifer. So the sooner we can get Ahmad to identify the person there at KPFA, you know, the sooner we can get this done. And just like you guys are talking about the AI, I think that you guys need to get someone, have Muriel identify someone on the staff who's going to work with you, and also look for these venues rather than Nia and Tracy to go and look for these things on your own. If you can rope somebody in there to really work with you on it, then these conversations won't come up about, you know, who's taking care, who's like just taking
okay
over the process. And it's,
yeah, terrific, because my preference would be to work on the details in Berkeley and not get heavily involved in New York, but, you know, it's a question of what's useful.
Okay.
But, okay. So I guess we're going to just communicate by email and see about whether this Girl Scout deadline is something that we can deal with or not. And if we have a little more time, Nia, I'm happy to, you know, to the extent that I can on the phone. I mean, there's a level of it that has to be in person. Someone has to go over
right
and, you know, eyeball the site, because you have to know. But I can certainly, you know, once I'm in an office next week, I can make phone calls and, you know, pull some numbers. That,
yeah,
you know,
well,
if that helps you.
What time is it now? It's after 10?
Yep.
Oh,
10:03.
Try calling a couple of board members now to see if they can, at least see if they could try for tomorrow to start work on. Like I said, tomorrow is Thursday, and some of those sales managers in the hotels, that, you know, they're not around on the weekends. They work Monday through Friday. I can only try. That's all I could do. But to 5 days to go up to Ossining, folks, I really don't think. You know how LaVon is so concerned about that non-union hotel? Most find my concern about going up to Ossining, New York, by 1,000.
Nia, I want to suggest that you look into Long Island City. It doesn't usually come to mind. It's usually been, you know, mostly factories and warehouses, but it's right across the bridge.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. One stop. It's the first stop
exactly
in Long Island. It's not that far from 53rd Street and Lexington Avenue. So, you know, those are the types of things that we need to look at. But
yep.
Austin? Oh, no. You would have no peace.
Okay. Good. So that sounds great. And, LaVon, I'm just going to call the guy that I know at the Durant probably tomorrow morning and just say hi. Tell him that we're going to do the deal and Pacifica will be in touch to sign a contract with them.
Well, again, you know, I hear what you're saying, and you guys are making a decision. I'm just still concerned. I don't want to be in the position where we're going to have to that group that always insists on union is going to put stuff out that try to make this change. So
does that group have a name? And if this needs to be offline, that's fine. I'm perfectly willing.
Oh, no. Of course there's no name. There's no name.
Okay, because I'm willing to sort of be an envoy and just say we made this decision and this is why. And we're sorry if you're upset.
I didn't get LaVon started again. Sorry about that.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't mean to get you started about the non-union hotel thing again. I'm sorry. Are we almost ready to adjourn so I can go and make these phone calls?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that sounds like a motion to adjourn to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Thanks, everyone. All right.
Bye-bye.
Anybody there?